Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paul Howard back on the show. Paul, senior fellow and the director of the Manhattan Institute's Center for Medical Progress. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. One of the many members of the Manhattan Institute who are members of our Brain Trust, Paul Howard, Dr. Paul Howard. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Paul, I like whenever I look at a situation, I like to try to find as quickly and as simply as I can what is that really at the heart of the matter. And when I look at what's going on across the globe right now, you know, there's some debate about and the challenges we're having right now with our own economy and the stock market and everything, all the issues, the S&P downgrade and all that. Some of this concern is not just U.S.-centric, it's global. It's a lot of the problems in Europe, et cetera, et cetera. And so when I look at all that, here's what I come up with. We've got 20th century political promises and expectations that are now coming due in a 21st century reality that is not the same as when the promises were made. And that's creating all this tension. Is that how far off out of line am I on that?
I think that's exactly right, especially when you look at programs like Social Security. I think when Social Security was created under FDR, life expectancy was 63, I believe.
Right.
It's now pushing 80. When
right.
Medicare was created in 1965, life expectancy was just under 70. Now it's approaching 80. So you've got at least two programs, two of our central largest entitlement programs. The expectation was you die either before you started to collect or
right.
just a few years after you started to collect on them. That has changed radically.
Well, and let's, again, for this conversation, this segment, let's keep it global. I mean, look at what was going on in Greece. I mean, those people were retiring at 52 or 55 or something ridiculous like that. The French are retiring early. Many of the Europeans, you know, getting 6 weeks vacation every year. I mean, things like that. Those kinds of free lunches just don't truck much in the 21st century reality, do they?
No, they don't, because these programs were created when the balance of workers to retirees was heavily in favor of workers. And so you can afford to have those kinds of arrangements. But today, as you put it, when you can have people retiring when they're 50, so they're spending close to half of their lives retired if you're in a public sector union, it's just a completely unsustainable situation.
Exactly. Now, bringing it back to the U.S., one of the big this recent debate among Congress and the administration has been over whether to raise the debt limit, but the real issue was what are we going to do about funding the government and you know, does the government need more money? Clearly the government needs more money, but how do you get that money? Do you get it from encouraging the economy, or do you get it from pulling more out of the economy in the form of taxes? And that's where the big debate is. And then we've got rating agencies who are evaluating the credit of the United States, and they're looking at all this, and part of their concern is what is the government going to do about its long-term obligations, right?
Oh, absolutely. So you've got S&P, at least for the time being, looking at the U.S. and saying, you know, they're downgrading us from AAA to AA. But they're saying, look, there's no credible plan here in place for addressing the debt and the year-in and year-out deficit. And it's for, you know, political reasons, not just polarization. But I think the root of the problem, as you phrased it earlier, is the fact that, in effect, Medicare, Social Security are enormous middle-class entitlements.
Right.
And you can't rob the middle class to pay for a middle-class entitlement.
Right.
We're going to wind up bankrupting the economy and bankrupting the private economy along the way.
Well, and the thing is the funding of the government to operate just at the government direct expenses, that can be solved by growth, by the economic growth. But the economic growth is not going to significantly, it's not going to grow enough to catch up with all the problems that we've got with these entitlement and social programs, because the contingent liability of them is in the tens of trillions of dollars. And so some kind of adjustment is going to have to be made in order to get our financial house in order. We've got to figure out how to ameliorate these contingent liabilities, like Medicare, and to a lesser degree Social Security. When we come back, Paul's got some ideas on how we can do that. How you and I need to be thinking about this as we talk to our elected representatives and vote for them. It's 20 Till, right back with Dr. Paul Howard after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.